Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. It's literally 6:20 in the morning and I just had to get this message out. I thought of it last night and I was too tired to do it last night. So I just wanted to wake up and do this podcast. I also wanted to say I woke up today and I like checked my phone because I turned my phone off like an hour or two before bed. And I saw that so many of you had booked for the Friday Healing Girls session that I'm holding. I'm holding a Zoom Healing Girls session. I was inspired because I actually went to a woman that I follow. I went to her, it was more like energy healing session a few days ago. And I was like, why would I deprive my girls of these types of sessions? And she had like 40 people join. It was a really beautiful space, and everyone was so grateful. And I just was like, wow, I can create this with my girls, with my community. And I, you know, would love to do that, and it would be my honor. So I'm super excited, and I believe that I'm gonna hold them on the 28th of every month. So if you want to sign up, you can just sign up through my website, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. this Friday, the 28th, and I really cannot wait. So I just am really excited for that. And also, just real quick to plug myself, but I had so many client calls this week and they were just so amazing. And I just had the most amazing time just feeling truly in service, truly feeling in my calling. And so if you want to work one-on-one with me, my clients are the most amazing women, and serving you guys and bringing you to your highest embodiment as a woman is really like such an honor to me. So I just wanted to offer that as well. I just made it options of three package and a six package, which are both discounted. And I also have just a one session, because my clients were like, you know, it's bothersome to keep going on and buying a one session instead of just, you know, buying a three pack or buying a six pack or something. So I did that on my website. But yeah, but anyway, this Friday Zoom will be like super amazing. So I hope you guys can join, and just head to my website and you can see the little link. It says like Healing Girl Session for 128. All right. So anyway, let's talk about what we're here to talk about today, which is stop manifesting that man. And also manifestation is not as good as alignment. So let's unpack this, because, you know, manifestation has kind of become a buzzword in the last year or so. With social media, it's kind of become this buzzword that everyone's kind of saying, well, I'm manifesting this, I'm manifesting that, right? And that's all good and great, right? However, you don't want to use that word and that line of thinking to skirt yourself from doing the real work that actually brings blessings to you. There is no way that I could have manifested my partner by just sheer power of manifestation 3 years ago when I didn't do the work to become embodied, right? Because I'm not an energetic match with that person. The part with manifestation that a lot of people are missing out on is that you have to become an energetic match with the frequency that you're trying to manifest. And to do that, to become an energetic match, you have to jump from where you are to that. If you have blockages, if you don't have any blockages, then it's fine. But if you do have blockages, if, for example, you've always been attracting and engaging and accepting toxic men in your life, abusive men, from that space, maybe the day after you get out of a relationship, if you haven't done any work, or even 6 months after, if you haven't truly done any work, you manifesting, just sitting around in your room manifesting, is not going to do anything, because you're not an energetic match with what you're trying to receive. If you manifest a man, you will receive what is a match to you, which is abusive and toxic, right? Because it's someone who's a toxic man. If you've been engaged with toxic men, it means that you're willing to be engaged with toxic men. If you are not willing to be engaged with toxic men, which comes, that not willingness comes from deep work and deep healing and all of these types of things, if you're not willing, you will not match with that because you're on a different energetic frequency. I know for myself, I was in a string of abusive relationships and, excuse me, an abuser cannot exist unless there is someone who is willing to be a victim. For many, many years of my life, I was willing to be a victim. I am no longer willing to be a victim. My energetic frequency has absolutely skyrocketed. It is so different from where it was 3 or 4 years ago due to the intense healing work I did with myself, due to the nature of my celibacy and my solitude, of my therapy, of my deep introspection, of my meditation, all of these types of things. My trauma work, my refusal, anything that is within me, it is my deepest desire to uncover it. I do not avoid anything within me. That allows me to transform myself. If I refuse to avoid anything, I can easily transform. But so many of us want to avoid all of the things inside of us. We don't want to sit with the uncomfortable emotions. And what is avoidance? It's you not feeling that you can handle or sit with your uncomfortable emotions. So that being said, I wanted to come on here and talk about this really important thing that you cannot manifest if you are not in energetic alignment. And to get an energetic alignment, you have to do deep work to go from where you are to where you want to be. And I will tell you that what is more important than manifestation is alignment. When you are in alignment with God, and if you're in alignment with God, it means you're in alignment with yourself. If you are in your full embodiment, if you are in alignment with God, if you are in feeling, if you have honored yourself, if you are honoring your boundaries, if you are keeping yourself energetically, emotionally safe, if you are truly committed to yourself and moving through that commitment with joy, if you are doing the work, if you are uncovering all of your pain and all of your trauma, if you are alchemizing it and moving past it, you sit with it fully, you allow it to be, you sit with that pain, you don't run from anything. And when you do that, you allow it to kind of even out. It naturally evens out. When you sit with pain instead of you avoiding it, it will even out and you can move to that pleasure on the other side. You can move to that joy on the other side. When you can move through your pains, your traumas, in an even way, in a joyful way. I saw a quote the other day that was, it was like a little sunflower and it was raining in one clip and then it was sunny in the other clip and the sunflower was like, oh great, I needed this. And then that was in the sunny one and then the raining one, the sunflower was like, oh great, I needed this. That is the mind, that is the embodiment of a truly aligned person, that the ebbs and flows of life no longer faze you as much because you're willing to sit with it and you trust yourself. Coming from that space, that is where your manifestations are going to come to you. But it doesn't need to be this hard, you know, this hard, this effort, this I'm manifesting. It's just you're in alignment. You set your intention, you pray, you set your intention. Maybe you do a little manifestation ritual or something, and then you just let it come to you. You let it go, you let it come to you. And you're not desperate. And I think that the next section I kind of want to go into is I really think, well, first of all, there is something super, super not right with this idea of like manifesting a specific person. So there's two places that this can go. I'm manifesting maybe like I know an ex-partner or somebody that I know that I'm friends with. Do you know what that is, guys? That's not manifestation. That's coming from a little wounded girl energy that is being in a, yeah, wounded little girl energy, that is not manifestation. That energy puts you out of alignment. If you are manifesting a specific person, you are not in alignment. You are not in alignment. And that person, no matter if they come to you or not, most likely 99% of the time.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Is not for you. You will not have to manifest a specific person. And if you are a woman, that is going scarily into pursual energy, which will always come from a wounded space in women because we are not naturally pursuers. As women, we are supposed to be pursued by men. Why are you sitting around manifesting an ex-boyfriend or some guy that isn't paying you enough attention? If a man that you know is not paying you enough attention and you're manifesting him, you need to do deep work. You need to really sit with yourself. And I understand that because I've been in that situation too. I've been in that situation too years ago. So I'm speaking from experience. And I know that when you're manifesting, when you're trying to manifest a guy that you know of or that is an ex or whatever, and you're in this energy, you're in a pursual energy, which is a masculine energy, but you're not actually in your masculine. You're in a wounded feminine or a wounded masculine energy. You're just coming from a wounded space. And no matter if you... And you're also coming from an anxious attachment energy. You're coming from a wounded... It's just like you're literally coming from such a wounded space. That's not manifestation. That's being wounded and not sitting with the difficult emotions that are arising. That's avoidance. That's the opposite of healing. It's all of these things that are really not positive, but you see them pushed so much in our media now because people are speaking about manifestation. And I get it, it's like a little buzzword, but they don't really have an understanding about deep embodiment work. They don't have an understanding about deep alignment with God. They don't have an understanding about these things. And it's, you know, most people in our society are very wounded. So they hear this word manifestation. And it sounds like, great, damn, I could just manifest anything. You know, I could just bring it, whatever to me. And it's true, you can, but that doesn't come from not doing any inner work. It's kind of like with psychedelics. I've never done any psychedelics. I would never suggest them to anybody. I think that more often than not, they have become a way for people to think that they're doing this spiritual thing, but actually what they're doing is skirting the real work that goes into connection with God and connection to self. Are you meditating 2 times a day? Are you facing your trauma head on? Are you refusing to avoid anything within you? Are you looking for a guru? Are you praying? All of these types of things, they're not replaceable by you doing psychedelics. Psychedelics, like manifestation, could have their time and place. I personally, you know, have nothing to do with that. I don't know anything about that, and it's not my path. But it's a similar thing that's going on where they're becoming more mainstream and you see people trying to use them and talking about spirituality, but not actually doing anything that has to do with God, not actually doing anything that has to do with alignment, not actually doing anything that has to do with deep healing of the trauma work. That isn't truly helpful and it's never going to bring you to your full embodiment. So I just want to say that, yeah, with manifestation, manifestation can be an amazing tool, but make sure that you are not ever manifesting a specific person, ever, because that is wounded energy always. Second, make sure that if you are manifesting a person, it's a make sure that it's a space in your life. Like, I'm looking for a partner that matches these qualifications. Like, I am already with XYZ, this partner, but it's not a specific man, okay? Because if it's a specific man, you can know that you're coming from wounded energy. That's an easy way to tell that you're coming from very wounded energy, because you're coming from a people pleasing, you're coming from a wounded little girl energy. And also, if you're trying to manifest a specific man and he knows you and he's not interested in you or he's not pursuing you and you're doing the most for him, that's a problem. That's a problem. You're never going to get a fruitful relationship from that, because men, if they really want you, they will pursue you. They will treat you really wonderfully. They will make their intent known. They will take you out. They will do all these things. So if he's not, if you are in your embodied feminine, if you are embodied as a woman, you will say, oh, he's not doing that. I'm not interested. I'm not going to try to, you know, get him to like me. That's wounded, you know, wounded little girl energy. That's wounded woman energy. And I think that so much of our society, so many of our women, sadly, are coming from this wounded little girl energy, which is why we have so many women in these toxic situations, which is why we have so many women looking at men who are not good for them with these starry eyes, instead of sitting with the reality of who they are and then making choices for yourself. Can you sit with that reality? Can you sit with the reality that he's not interested in you? Can you sit with the reality that he doesn't want you? Can you sit with the reality that if he was worthy of you, he would be pursuing you? And if he's not, why would you want him? If he doesn't want you, why the hell would you want him? Like, that's not going to do anything for you, right? Because women, we need to be wanted and cherished and loved. If he doesn't see that in you and he doesn't want you, it's no problem. Just move over to somebody, move him out of the way so that somebody else can, you know? So those things are really important. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to talk about that today, because manifestation is really becoming a buzzword, and we need to just make sure that we are actually, manifestation is born, which is basically the realization of your desires. That's what manifestation is. So the realization of your desires are born from your alignment with yourself. If you, the universe and God responds to frequencies of alignment and joy and gratitude. If you are in alignment with yourself, your manifestations, your desires will naturally flow to you because you're in alignment with yourself. Everything flows to you when you're in alignment with yourself. When you're not, you have to sit around, you know, begging. If you're in a begging energy or in a, you know for yourself, but that is not alignment and that's not true manifestation. Get into alignment with yourself and let's do the real work that is needed to be done so that we can all live fruitful, amazing, beautiful lives where our manifestations are realized and our desires are realized and we are, you know, not avoiding anything within us and we are truly, truly knowing our worth and truly loving ourselves. And yeah, so anyway, guys, I feel like I get in this like preacher mode when I start doing my podcast or I start talking. I will literally get in this like girl, get up. Girl, get up. Like, energy. I literally feel like I'm a preacher. So anyway, I just channel that energy, I guess, of the preacher for my podcast. And also, like, I don't know, sometimes I just do that. But yeah, I just definitely felt that right there. So I hope that that was helpful for you guys. Also, I'm reading this book right now. It's called Yoni Massage. I believe it's called Yoni Massage. And it is an amazing book. And I think every woman should read it. Yeah, I'm also reading Conscious Loving right now, which is also really good. And my boyfriend and I are actually reading it together. So we both have a copy and we read it every night. And then what other book am I reading? I'm just looking at my bookshelf. So I'm like, I'm reading Becoming Supernatural right now. Am I reading? Yeah, I think that's it. I'm reading Becoming Supernatural, Conscious Loving, and Yoni Massage. I also just finished The 40 Rules of Love. And it was such a good book. And it was a fiction book, but I think it was really powerful. And it was really about like spirituality and God and love. And it was a beautiful book. So if anyone's interested, I don't know, just felt like saying my book vibes right now. But anyway, guys, love you so much. And I hope to see you on Friday at my Zoom session. So you just go on my website, Victoria Duvall. And you can follow my Instagram and my TikTok at Victoria Duvall. And then you can also book me for a one-on-one session in my bio, my website. So anyway, guys, I love you and thank you for tuning in. And I will see you later. Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.